Dr. Celcio Dias from Goa, India, spoke to Vatican Radio on how the Indian Archdiocese is preparing to celebrate the Fatima centenary. Dr. Celcio Dias, a medical doctor by profession, is the International Secretary and Vice Chairman of the Indian Center and Goa Unit of the World Apostolate of Fatima, WAF. He spoke at length on WAF Association, its purpose, the relevance of the message at Fatima, and the elaborate programs designed by the Indian Board for a fruitful celebration of the Fatima centenary in the parishes, chapels, institutions and houses. Doctor, before we begin the interview, can you tell us something about yourself, your name, your designation and how you got appointed to this post?
I am Dr. Celcio Dias, a medical doctor by profession from Asolna, South Goa, India. I am also International Secretary, Vice Chairman of the Indian Center and Goa Unit of the World Apostolate of Fatima. Elections are held after a term of 3 or 4 years. 1. At Fatima, organized by our International Secretariat and International Executive Board under Bishop Antonio Marto of Leiria Fatima, who is also our international moderator at the international level. 2. Under Bishop Peter Machado, appointed by the Conference of Catholic Bishops of India at national level. And 3. Under our diocesan spiritual advisor, Father Conceição de Silva, appointed by our local Archbishop, Philip Neri Ferrau, at the diocesan level.
Thank you, Doctor. First of all, why do you think Our Lady appeared at Fatima?
The First World War claimed over 40 million lives. Pope Benedict XV appealed to the Blessed Mother to end the war, and a new invocation was added to the Litany of Our Lady. Queen of Peace, pray for us. Dated 5th May 1917. Within 8 days, Our Blessed Mother personally appeared to 3 poor shepherds, Francisco, Jacinta and Lucia, aged 8, 6 and 9.
We were familiar with the Blue Army of Fatima years ago. Is this association same as that?
The name given to the movement was initially Blue Army, a private association of the faithful devoted to piety and the promotion of the message of Fatima. A new foundation was needed as per the request of the Holy See to become an ecclesiastical apostolate. This is how it became an international apostolate with millions of members and national centers in many countries and some presence in 110 countries throughout the world, adopting the name World Apostolate of Fatima with the international headquarters in Fatima, Portugal, in the beautiful pilgrim guest house, Domus Pacis, which is House of Peace. Professor Americo Pablo Lopez Ortiz, our international president, is responsible for the renewal and refounding of the apostolate with the principal mission of the new evangelization, using as instrument the authentic message of Fatima and the formation of our families, inspired by St. John Paul II, who personally requested the new foundation. Priests and religious are also included. The World Apostolate of Fatima is a public international association of the faithful approved by the Holy See, whose decree of erection was signed on October 7, 2005, Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary.
The World Apostolate of Fatima, what is its purpose?
The World Apostolate of Fatima has as its general purpose the promotion of the authentic teaching of the Catholic Church and the strict adherence to the tenets of the Gospel, the personal sanctification of adherents through faithful adherence to the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary at Fatima, Portugal in 1917, to 3 shepherd children, Lucia, Francisco and Jacinto Marto, and the promotion of the common good by the spreading of this same message. Its mission is the new evangelization, using as the ideal instrument the authentic message of Fatima, a true echo of the gospel of Jesus Christ, an evangelic message of prayer and penance. As the blessed Pope Paul VI said, of conversion and metanoia. The minimum required to become a member is the making of a pledge known as the Heaven's Peace Plan, promising, firstly, to offer up every day the sacrifices demanded by one's daily duty to the faithful observance of God's law. Secondly, to say 5 decades of the rosary daily while meditating on the mysteries. Thirdly, to wear the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel as a sign and reminder of personal consecration to God through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, soul of the message of Fatima. And fourthly, on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months, with the intention of making reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, confess and receive Holy Communion, recite 5 decades of the Rosary, and keep company with Our Lady for 15 minutes while meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary. In her book, Calls from the Message of Fatima, Sister Lucia mentions, "The entire message of Fatima is a great call for the Church of our time. It is a message which reveals the desire of the maternal Immaculate Heart of Mary, an urgent and universal call for holiness, for the peace of the world, and for salvation of all in Christ."
Tell us about the history and organization of WAF in India.
The Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima, Karjat, Bombay Archdiocese, is the first in Asia and in India to have a wooden statue brought from Portugal in 1920. Jesuit Father Julian Henry, spiritual father of St. Teresa of Calcutta, founded the apostolate in 1931. St. Teresa was a great source of encouragement. Her sisters, the missionaries of charity, have a deep spirituality to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She later became a member of our apostolate by signing the pledge in public, signifying the importance and urgency of this charism. Earlier, Calcutta was the national center, and in 1997, Goa became the national center. Father Servilo de Piedad founded the apostolate in Goa in 1954. Every 3 years, national council meetings are held. The 9th National Council of the World Apostolate of Fatima was held on 18 November 2015. 3 bishops, 39 delegates, 12 observers, including 34 priests from 22 dioceses and 5 sisters of different congregations and 112 local members attended. The statutes of the Indian National Council and the Goa Archdiocesan ones are approved. About 40 dioceses have priests appointed by their local bishop as spiritual advisors who carry out the mission in their diocese. Devotion to Our Lady of Fatima is definitely present in almost all dioceses in India.
So what are the different pastoral activities and devotional programs you have organized at the national level for this centenary?
We are privileged to be in the centenary of the Fatima apparitions. At the end of his homily on May 13, 2010 at Fatima, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI mentioned, "May the 7 years which separate us from the centenary of the apparitions hasten the fulfillment of the prophecy of the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We simply try to fulfill the desires of the Immaculate Heart of Mary made almost 100 years ago by sending handouts, WhatsApp messages, videos and emails to all Indian bishops and many priests, religious and lay, focusing on these 8 points. Also, our Bishop Peter Machado made special mention during the Bishops' Conference. 1. Communion of Reparation on the first Saturdays, which is the forgotten message. 2. Act of consecration or entrustment to God through the Immaculate Heart of Mary using the brown scapular as a sign of this consecration. 3. Public meditation of the Holy Rosary and procession with the Most Blessed Sacrament or with the statue of Our Lady on feast days. Also included here is the statue visitation to dioceses and parishes. 4. Reparatory adoration taught to the shepherd children for the triumph of good over evil in groups, especially children and youth or anyone. 5. Fatima's centenary year mini congress or presentation in parish, deanery, community or diocese, consisting of Holy Mass, Fatima Reparatory Adoration, Rosary and short presentations on the Fatima story, the centenary celebrations and Divine Mercy, a total of 4 hours, with sent material to help organize. Totally last year, I personally been to 10 dioceses. 6. Diocesan celebration of the Fatima apparitions on 13 May or 13 October 2017 at the cathedral or central place with reparatory adoration and presentations, movie, Holy Mass and procession with rosary to be presided by the bishop, etc. 7. Plenary indulgence is granted by the mandate of Pope Francis to be gained during the Jubilee year under the usual conditions. 8. Online Fatima formation platforms. Here we send on social media like email and WhatsApp Fatima presentations on various topics like the Fatima story, First Saturday, etc. The target is youth. The WhatsApp number is +91 98 22 98 1418 and the email is CELCIODIAS86@gmail.com. This is our website worldfatimatv.org.
Many say that the miracle of the sun is only an imagination. What would you say about it?
Our Lady was given all power by God to work the miracle of Fatima that all might believe, confirming God's seal. Mainly because of this, the Church approved the Fatima apparitions and the message. This quote is from late Father Luis Condor, who served as postulator for the beatification of the shepherd children for many years. This miracle would have been more prominent but was diminished due to the sins of mankind. The physical changes occurred demonstrates that it was something real, not imagined. That is, after 3 days of rainfall, the clothes, streams, and dirt roads were dried with the dance of the sun, a cosmological miracle unique in history since the days of the Old Covenant and the victory of Israel over the Philistines.
How relevant do you think is the message of Fatima today, and especially for the Church in India?
In May 2010, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI expressed the hope that the message of Fatima will be increasingly accepted, understood, and lived in every community. The good Lord of history has chosen messengers like our Blessed Mother to actualize the measures of faith and morals needed to succeed over the powers of evil. The charisma of the World Apostolate of Fatima is their new evangelization and the formation of the laity, especially families, through the authentic message of Fatima. Priests and religious are also included. This is the most important ecclesiastical pastoral mission of the Catholic Church, to proclaim the good news of the salvation to all. On 13 May 1917, Our Lady asked the shepherd children, which is also for us, "Are you willing to offer yourselves to God and bear all the sufferings He wills to send you as an act of reparation for the conversion of sinners? Then you are going to have much to suffer, but the grace of God will be your comfort." Inner conversion, which is metanoia, Meditative prayer, especially the Most Holy Rosary, penance, Eucharistic adoration and reparation, entrustment to God through the consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, are the tools needed here in India, where we are facing persecution. At times, persecutions are permitted for purification of the Church. By proclaiming the primacy of God in today's world, the World Apostolate of Fatima contributes to build the Kingdom of God on earth, a new civilization of love through a new Marian Pentecost that will constitute the authentic triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary announced at Fatima.
Pope Francis blessed 6 statues on January 11 for the 6 continents. Has the statue arrived in India too?
The Alliance of the Holy Family International and Human Life International Austria are organizing this, not our apostolate, so I have no idea. But we have 2 statues gifted by Bishop Emeritus Seraphim Sousa of Leiria Fatima. These statues go out to those dioceses who request. On the 50th anniversary of the Fatima apparitions on May 13, 1967, Pope Paul VI blessed 25 pilgrim virgin statues of Our Lady of Fatima to be presented to individual countries around the world. The Indian one from Calcutta is now in Raiganj Diocese, from where the Fatima spirituality is spreading to the eastern states. Many dioceses and parishes have their own statues. We must remember that when one venerates images of Mary, the Believer's Act is ultimately intended as a tribute to the person of the Mother of Jesus.
Have you anything more to share with us?
1 year prior, that is in 1916, God prepared the 3 children by sending them a celestial messenger, the Angel of Peace or the Catechist of Fatima. This angel taught them prayers, the sense of reverence before God's presence, the value of time, make good use of it, offering of one's lives, the sanctification of our daily duties, the supernatural value of suffering and its fruits of peace. Finally, the angel focused on the most profound esteem for the Eucharist, how to make reparation to the Most Holy Trinity through the Eucharist, and Christ's real presence in the Eucharist and the fruit of reparation, which is the conversion of poor sinners. Based on this, we have a program called Children of the Eucharist, One World Praying for Peace and Life, which is on our website, worldfatimatv.org. I wish you grace, mercy and peace in this great jubilee year of the Fatima centenary. My gratitude goes to Professor Americo Pablo Lopez Ortiz, International President of the World Apostolate of Fatima, whose publications and articles written have served as sources for responding to your questions in the interview. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you too.